we go. WC Handy starts us off with the Memphis Blues. And I welcome you all to the very first and probably only ever edition of Blues from the Iron Range, produced by KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, right on Minnesota's Iron Range. If you're driving a car in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, heck, even today, there's a good chance some of the steel in that car started in a mine up here in northern Minnesota on the Iron Range. And there's been talk that a blues show was needed, and I said, Self, you've got an awful lot of blues records. Maybe you should do a show at least once. So that's what I'm doing. And it was tough. It was tough. I'm telling you why. Because I started going, well, I should make this a vastly educational show. I can tell the history of the records and the musicians, and I can play all kinds of great historical stuff. And I thought, no, that would turn it into a job. So I just simply went down and started grabbing all my favorite blues records out of the record collection and some just interesting stuff, and thought, I'm just going to sit down, I'm going to play them, we're going to have some fun. So WC Handy there, St. Louis Blues. First published as sheet music in 1914. He recorded it in 1922 and widely known as the most successful and most published blues song ever, even though originally had a bit of a ragtime feel, but it did have all those blues notes in there, if you know what I mean. You heard them in there. So I don't even know where to start. I'm just going to start in the middle. It seemed like a logical place. Johnny Lang. Blues guitar slinger from up here in the North Dakota, Minnesota area. Got started out when he was just a little kid. In fact, we saw him up at a blues fest in Chisholm, Minnesota, about, I don't know, 25 years ago. My son was just a little teeny kid, and Johnny was a teenager at the time. He was like 14 or something. You know, the blues, young blues phenomenon and all that jazz. And my son was so impressed that he became a blues musician and still is to this day. We'll hear my son play, actually, later in the program. And I thought, since I'm doing this with absolutely no semblance of order, no logical historical references or anything else, I'm just going to play stuff I like. So we'll start with Johnny Lang. And this is from his album, Lie to Me. It's actually his second album. And here we go. Enjoy.
A good morning, little schoolgirl. Can I go home with you? Tell your mama and your daddy I'm a little schoolboy too. We'll be right back.
There you go. Johnny Lang starts us off on the first ever and probably only ever edition of Blues from the Iron Range. I am Tim Edwards, by the way, in case you hadn't heard that, hosting the show and frying my brain out here because I got so many things I would like to play. And so I have no idea how long this show is going to go. There are no limitations. There's no plans. There's no notes. This is freewheeling, man. We'll see what happens here. Part of the deal with the blues is define the blues for me, would you? What is the blues? The blues. Was that W.C. Handy record, the blues, to you? A lot of people would say no. Stevie Ray Vaughan is the blues, John Lee Hooker is the blues, or Johnny Lang is the blues, or the Blues Brothers are the blues. Some people say, no, it's got to be a little Walker. If it's going to be the blues, got to be little Milton. It's got to be, you know, Lightning Hopkins. It's got to be Howlin' Wolf. Is rock and roll the blues? Rock and roll basically is kind of a combination between blues and country and gospel, really, all kind of blended together when you think about it. Where do you draw the line? I don't know. So some of the things you hear in this show may not be blues to you. And quite frankly, I don't care. But I think really no one is going to argue that John Lee Hooker is not the blues, huh? Would you say that's a pretty safe bet, I would say. And in fact, what happens when you have a great John Lee Hooker song and 20, 30, 40 years later, a rock and roll band comes along and does the same song, huh? We're going to find out here. This is a great one from John Lee. Everybody knows this one, I think. And then we're going to hear the Animals do it, too, from about 40 years later. John Lee Hooker, boom, boom.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down. At all your feet. Take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. I love to see you walk up and down the floor. When you're talking to me, that baby talk. I like it like that. When you talk like that, you knock me dead. Right on my feet. How, 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 how. Talk that talk and whisper in my ear. Tell me she love me. I love that talk, that baby talk. She knocks me dead right off my feet. How, 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 how. Yeah, yeah. My baby. Well, 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 well. Ah! Hey.
go. John Lee Hooker there. Boom, boom. And I always want to say, here on the whatever show, this show doesn't have a name. I'm calling it Blues from the Iron Range, Minnesota, where we're producing the show from today. And just spinning a bunch of my favorite blues records. Now, Boom Boom is one of my favorite songs. John Lee Hooker, that particular recording, one of probably 20 different versions that he recorded, different labels, different times, some at live concerts. That just happened to be the one I had that was the cleanest and a good-sounding version. But the Animals took John Lee Hooker's Boom Boom, did it themselves. Didn't really. It's on their greatest hits CD, oddly enough, for the Animals, but it did not make the top 40. It may have made below top 40, but they did a great version. In fact, there's a live version you can find on the internet on YouTube. I think it was shot over in England back in the 60s. It's a great version, but the audio wasn't good enough to make the cut for the radio. Like I can decide these sorts of things, because we got plenty of good scratchy records coming up here in the show. But I like the Animals version too, and now you can compare John Lee Hooker's Boom Boom, and here's Eric Burdon and the Animals doing their version.
Me out right off of my feet. Come on, shake it, baby. Shake it up, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Now, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Now, don't be baby.
Shake it, baby.
You're driving me crazy.
Shake it, baby.
Come on, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, shake,
shake it, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Shake.
You talk when you walk that walk, and you're talking that talk.
You knocking me out
right off of my feet. I need you right now. I mean right now. I don't mean tomorrow. I mean right now.
Come on, come on.
Come on, shake it up, baby.
Do a John Lee Hooker's Boom Boom here on Blues from the Iron Range, the first ever show, and quite likely the only ever show of its kind to ever see the light of day somewhere, someplace, sometime. Perhaps we'll see. I did not mention, by the way, that our show is brought to you by the fine folks at Crapco, where they say, if you buy this, you'll buy anything. We'll hear from them a little bit later on in the program, so stand by for that. Another one of my favorite performer's favorite blues artist is a woman named Sue Foley. Sue Foley lives up in Canada. And saw her concert a couple of times. She's like 5 feet tall, red hair, just a fiery guitar player. And I probably got about 30 Sue Foley CDs, and I wanted to make darn sure that I included her in the show this week. Or this week. See, right away, I'm making it sound like I might do it again. I'm telling you, I'll warn you right now, too, the blues, the songs are a lot longer than most songs. This is going to be a long show. This may wind up being 3 hours long by the time we're all done. So, you know, stand by for whatever may happen. But I wanted to make darn sure I included at least one Sue Foley tune in the program. And I thought, which one? How could I possibly narrow it down? And I grabbed one of my favorite albums by Sue called Young Girl Blues. It's probably a 20-year-old album by now. And she does a great version of Queen Bee. So let's just do that. A little Canadian female blues music here. Sue Foley here on Blues from the Iron Range. Huh? That is Sue Foley, Queen Bee, here on Blues from the Iron Range, the first ever show, probably the only ever show that we'll have for you. So enjoy it while you can. I'm just playing my favorites here from northern Minnesota. Now, it was back in the 70s, comedian Steve Martin did a record album where he had played his banjo. You know, he's a Grammy-winning banjo player, bluegrass musician. And he was explaining to people that you cannot play the banjo and sounds sad. You're automatically happy if you're playing the banjo. You cannot possibly sing the blues while you're playing the banjo. It's because a banjo is an integrally happy instrument. I argue that one of my all-time favorite blues numbers demonstrates that you most certainly can play the blues on a banjo. And kind of an obscure record, but one of my all-time favorite records. And one of the records you're going to hear in this show that demonstrates the blues does not always have to be sad. It does not always have to be rock and roll. And sometimes the blues can even be funny. In fact, we'll have a couple examples of that. And this is one of my favorites right here. It's called, I don't even want to tell you what it's called. It's called 16 Little Red Noses and a Horse That Sweats. This is Jim Stafford here on Blues from the Iron Range.
I said, yeah, no, 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 no. I said, with the garbage man. Said my wife ran off, yeah, with the garbage man. Well, I don't miss that woman, but somebody gotta empty my can. Let me tell you what happened. I came home the other night, caught the two of you alone. And then you told me he was a nudist who came in to use the phone. Well, I come from Alabama, baby, and I got this banjo on my knee. Now you know I love to pick the banjo. Why does the whole wide world gotta pick on me? Listen to this, honey. I'm gonna take you over to my place. I'm gonna stomp on your head. I'm gonna kill you so bad. Let me tell you what I will do. I will take you to a secret place where I got a vat full of dip-a-da-doo, 16 little red noses and a horse's sweats. Gonna dip you in that dip-a-da-doo, tie a rubber band around my fanny and run around you screaming I'm an airplane. Make me take off, 'cause I love you, man. We'll be right back.
There you go, Jim Stafford there, and 16 Little Red Noses and a Horse That Sweats. It's also on the B-side of one of his hits. I can't remember which one. And on there it's titled Undecided, but it's the same song. So there you go, a little bit of humor in the blues, I think, unless he's really serious about all that. I'm not real sure. But anyway, Jim Stafford here on Blues for the Iron Range. First ever, probably only ever show here. Just playing a bunch of my favorite blues records that I pulled out of the thing and trying to be accidentally educational from time to time. In fact, I have this little bit here. We talk about what defines the blues. Because does it have to be sad? Does it have to be three chords? Does it have to have the right chords? Does it have to be, you know, there's so many, you know, blues becomes rock and roll. Blues becomes rhythm and blues. Blues becomes gospel. It's a very confusing situation. But I have this very, very short, and I do mean short. This is like less than a minute long. History of the blues here from a couple of guys named Blegen and Sayer out of Minneapolis. They recorded this back in 1970. 77? Wait a minute, I wrote this down somewhere. Where did I put it? Hey, this is a live, spontaneous show with no organization whatsoever. Anyway, just listen here and you'll know everything you need to know about the blues.
As an art form and a style of music, the blues began in Minnesota with the Swedes. They used to sing spirituals while shuffling the snow, and soon these grew to be the blues. Any questions? They traveled down the Mississippi River via riverboat and other means, which we won't go into right now, but landed in New Orleans and became popular, and soon were stolen from us by the blacks. So we stole the polka from them.
There, nice. See, that answered all the questions you had about the origination of the blues. Yes, here on Blues from the Iron Range. All right, let's just do something totally wacko here. You probably never heard this one before. It's the Lion Girl Blues, Jumpin' Joe Williams, with the Red Saunders Orchestra. Here's a classic from back in the early days of the OK record label.
Girl, for the very last time, you have lied, little girl, for the very last time. Now I'm going to leave you all this misery behind. When I first met you, baby, you didn't have a dime. When I first met you, baby, you didn't have a dime. But now that you have money, honey, Lord, you changed your mind. Question, you shout at me and say, men are just like streetcars, I can catch one any day. Don't cry, baby, put your mind at ease. You say men are just like streetcars, catch the next one if you please.
There you go. That's Jumpin' Joe Williams with Red Saunders Orchestra there and the Lion Girl Blues here on Blues in the Iron Range. First show ever. Show may be the last show. Could be the only one I ever do. I just thought it'd be a good idea to play some blues for you. So that's what we're doing. Stevie Ray Vaughan. If I say Stevie Ray Vaughan, do you say blues? Well, of course you do. But I could say Stevie Ray Vaughan and you could say rock and roll, and that would be accurate too. And we're going to hear from Stevie later in the show, but we're going to hear from his brother first. His brother, who actually showed him how to play guitar when they were little kids. And as you probably are aware, Stevie Ray Vaughan perished in a helicopter crash, Alpine Valley, Wisconsin, after a concert there. They had taken off, and conditions weren't necessarily that good, and they crashed into a mountain out there. And I've been to Alpine Valley. Anyway, they did a tribute concert to Stevie Ray, quite a few years ago now. It's weird because my time perception changes as I get older. Things that were like 20 or 30 years ago seem like they weren't that long ago to me. It's weird. But they did a great tribute concert for Stevie Ray. And let me see if I can remember now. Jimmy Vaughan, of course, his brother, is playing on it. Eric Clapton's playing on it. Bonnie Raitt made an appearance. Robert Cray, B.B. King, Buddy Guy, Dr. John, Art Neville. I think that's everybody that was played in this concert. And every time I listen to this, it almost makes me cry. It really brings up the tears, man. I'm telling you, and I'm telling you no lie there. And Jimmy does a song called Six Strings Down about his brother Stevie dying in that crash. And I always thought that Jimmy wrote it, but he didn't. And I can't remember who it was now. But Jimmy said, man, that's the song I wanted to write, but I couldn't do it. And so he recorded it, and they did it at this tribute concert. And man, this is a tough one to play. I'm telling you, I'm getting teary-eyed just introducing it. Anyway, Jimmy Vaughan and all those other people singing about Stevie Ray and a bunch of other great blues singers is called Six Strings Down here on Blues from the Iron Range.
A strap, get on his back, ain't gonna cut the angels no slack. Heaven done called another blues stranger back home. See the voodoo child holding out his hand. I've been waiting on you, brother. Been listening to them playing. Heaven done called another blues singer back home. Now they called another blues singer back home.
up there.
But if lightning too, I'm a king and Freddy
playing the blues.
T-Bone.
One, because it just kind of rips your heart out, but at the same time it makes you want to rock, huh? Six Strings Down, tribute to Stevie Ray Vaughan, with Jimmy Vaughan, Eric Clapton, Bonnie Raitt, Robert Cray, BB King, Buddy Guy, Dr. John, Art Neville. I wrote those all down so I could remember it, and I could actually kind of read my handwriting on that one. So there you go, here on Blues from the Iron Range, first ever blues show from here at KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, quite possibly the only episode ever of our blues show. So we'll see what happens. Let's pick things up a little bit after that one. Not that that wasn't a snappy number, but man, oh man. Let's go back to 1947, Chess Records. 1947 is a great old 78. You know, Leonard Chess and his brother did some amazing stuff at Chess Records. I mean, look at the careers that came out of Chess Records. And they, you know, a lot of those records right up into the 50s, they were recording in the back room of the office in a little studio back there with a mono tape recorder and one microphone, man. They were still making great records. So let's do it. Back to 1947, Chess Records. Leonard and the guys put this one together. Clarence Samuels do this one. It's kind of a snappy little number. It's called the Boogie Woogie Blues.
Well, I got the Boogie Woogie Blues and I'm feeling so low down. I've got the Boogie Woogie Blues and I'm feeling so low down. I'm feeling so bad cause my baby done put me down. We boogied last night, we boogied the night before. Boogied all night long and the whole night before. When my baby comes back, we gonna boogie some more. Well, that girl's got something, she calls it stingery. Yes, that girl's got something, she calls it stingery. Well, I don't complain when she puts that thing on me. Ha ha! back. Yes, I'm gonna saddle your rails and call my baby back. Hey, 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 Mr. Brakeman, come on back. Stop that train in the middle of the track. I want my boogie. Hey, hey, I want my boogie. Cause I ain't had no boogie in a long, long time. Well, hey, you rigid, open up the door. My boogie's inside and she's got to go. I want my boogie. Hey, hey, I want my boogie. Cause I ain't had no boogie in a long, long time. Boogie, 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 boogie. Boogie, 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 boogie. Boogie, 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 boogie. Boogie, 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 boogie. Ain't no boogie in a long, long time.
Hey, yo, Clarence Samuels there, Boogie Woogie Blues, 1947 on Chess Records here on Blues from the Iron Range, perhaps the only ever edition of this particular radio show, so I hope you're digging it. Long as we're playing older records now, again, that's 1947. Let's go back a little further to something that's brand new, shall we? We could do that. It's kind of like Back to the Future. We're going to go way, way back, but with something brand new, and I got to tell you about this a little bit because I'm very enthused about it. You may have seen it on PBS. There was a series that ran called American Epic. And what they had done is they had traced the history of recording, mostly in the southeastern United States back in like 1925, 26, 27, right in there. Because what happened up until 1925, all phonograph records were recorded acoustically. There were no, you know, microphones. There were no amplifiers. There were no, recording heads or technological ways to record music, anything other acoustically. Quite literally, the groups would stand in front of a large cone like you'd see on a Victrola, except much larger, and they would perform in front of this, and it would pick up the music and vibrate a needle that cut into a wax master from which the records were made. 1925, AT&T and Westrix and some other companies got together, all working together, it came up with the first ever electrical way to record sound. And they built these machines, and the major record labels got a hold of them. OK Records, which we had heard a track from OK a little earlier, was one of them. Victor was in there. And it was the first time that a recording device could be moved about, because the acoustic things were kind of built into the studio room, where this was somewhat portable, if you call hauling it in a truck portable. So it gave them a chance to get into the southeast United States. The first time they recorded blues, first time they recorded hillbilly music, first time they recorded Hawaiian music, first time they recorded Native American music, and the first time this music became available for other people throughout the country to hear. They didn't even know it existed up until then. So anyway, there were no surviving machines left, and this guy named Nicholas, I'm trying not to get into too much detail, has spent like 10 or 15 years gathering parts and restoring one of these machines. And Jack White from the rock and roll band The White Stripes got together with T-Bone Burnett and the folks at PBS, and they produced a special where they traced the history of all these musicians from back in the 20s and how they had recorded on these primitive electrical recorders. And they got this one that had been restored, and they put it in a little studio building, and they brought in a lot of contemporary musicians and others to record songs on this vintage machine. So you can watch American Epic, the series, which gives you the history of the musicians. And then the last installment was American Epic, the sessions, where it was all the studio sessions running this machine. I mean, it didn't even have an electric motor in it. The motor was driven by a 116-pound weight driving the mechanism. It's an amazing piece of machinery, and there were amazing performances all recorded on this vintage machine. And I want to play this song because I love this song, and it certainly meets the definition of the blues. And it's a song from the late 1920s that I can't really find much more historical information on. And Jack White of the White Stripes is singing it. Singing duet with him is a singer named Lily May, who's a country musician who plays violin with him in the White Stripes, and she just put out her first country album, played with her family's country music band. And I love her singing, and I love his singing, and I love this performance. So I'm going to play this for you, and this is the actual sound off the recorded lacquer disc made on a machine that was built in the 1920s. All right, this is the actual sound. I'm not kidding you. So let me see if I can hit the right button here. This is a tough show to do because I'm working with so many different buttons. When I do the, some of you might know, I do a polka show. When I do the polka show, I have a microphone and two turntables. I'm running three turntables, a CD player, and a computer in here. It's way too many buttons. But Jack White with Lily May and the other musicians, it's all recorded at the same time to one lacquer master. And I love this song. The song is called Matrimonial Inclinations, so here's Jack White and the gang.
You can talk about your cold shell rodent mamas while you chin about your high speed and brown. I got a woman way down in Mobile, Alabama. She's the warmest thing in that town. Doggone her skin. She ain't got no papa, leave me alone. She ain't got no big boy, please take me home. This mama just got one object in view, and what she said to me, I know she's bound to say to you. She'll say, Papa, if you ain't got no matrimonial inclinations, then keep your hands to yourself. Daddy, if you ain't got no bungalow made reservations, son, don't let your hands be felt. I'm this red hot papa you heard so much talk about, but this is an asbestos woman who'll mortally put your fire out. Papa, if you ain't got no matrimonial inclinations, just keep your hands to yourself. Don't, don't, don't. When I first met you, I had no shoes, but look at me now, I got these barefooted blues. Papa, if you ain't got no matrimonial intentions, please keep your hands to yourself. Don't, don't, don't. Matrimonial inclinations, please keep your hands to yourself. And if you ain't got no bungalow and reservations, son, don't let your hands be felt. Well, I'm this red hot papa you heard so much talk about, but you're an asbestos woman who'll mortally put my fire out. If you ain't got no matrimonial intentions, oh death, where is that sting?
All right, the actual sound off of a lacquer disc recorded with all the musicians gathered around one microphone in a little bitty studio room, all playing together at the same time. There's no processing equipment. There's nothing. It's straight audio through an amplifier into a cutting head. Amazing stuff. Jack White there from the American Epic Sessions. I encourage you to look them up. You could find a lot of them on YouTube or go to like PBS.org or wherever. You can buy it on Amazon too. Buy the shows, buy the sessions, buy the history shows. It's fascinating stuff. Anyway, you are listening to a big confusing mess is what this is. No, you're listening to Blues from the Iron Range. I'm just sitting down playing all my favorite blues records for however long it happens to take for the pile of stuff that I grabbed today. So we'll see how things work out. We're almost coming to the close of hour one, but we'll see what happens here. Let's do a little Walter from a scratchy old beat up Checker 45. Checker, of course, a division of Chess Records. Get it? Chess and Checker? It's amazing, isn't it? But I always thought this was a great tune. Little Walter here, and The Key to the Highway.
I've got the key to the highway. bound to go. I'm gonna leave here running because walking moves too slow. I'm going back to the border where I'm better known, because you haven't done nothing but draw a good man away from home. Give me one more kiss, mama, just before I go. But when I leave this time, girl, I won't be back no more. Until the break of day. Well, it's so long, so long, babe. I must say goodbye. I'm gonna roam this highway until the day I die.
Hello, Lil Walter there, and the key to the highway here on Blues on the Iron Range. Blues from the Iron Range? What did I decide to say? I don't know, but anyway, I see we're coming toward the end of hour one. I have spontaneously decided that I'm doing this in segments of about an hour, because otherwise this is going to turn in one big heck of a long thing here. So we're going to do one more tune, then we're going to take a little break. We're going to hear from our sponsors at Crapco, and then we'll be back to start the second hour. No idea how long this is going to go until I poop out or I run out of records. So that's all coming up. It is still summertime, though. How about a little blues about the ice cream freezer? Ice cream freezer blues from a guy on the record calls himself the Blues Man. But we happen to know it's actually Roosevelt Sykes. So here he is, the Blues Man, Roosevelt Sykes. This is called Ice Cream Freezer.
My baby owns the ice cream freezer. She lets me put my milk in her cane. My baby owns the ice cream freezer. She lets me put my milk in her cane. Her freezer ain't to be turned by no other man. Some people crave vanilla and strawberry, but black walnut is all I love. Some people crave vanilla and strawberry, but black walnut is all I love. When I put my spoon in her freezer, it fits like a rubber glove. Daddy, can you hold back and stick around. She tried to breathe so slow and easy. Said, Daddy, can you just hold back and stick around? I thought you spoke just a little too late, pretty mama. I've got to let that flavor come running down. Welcome to my can when you have more cream to freeze.
Hey, yeah, my woman's got an ice cream freezer. The blues man, Roosevelt Sykes, here on Blues from the Iron Range, the first ever show of its ilk and very likely the last. All right, we're going to take a little break here as we are getting near toward the end of hour one. We will be back with more in hour two. I assume the next segment will probably go an hour. What do I have coming up in the next hour? The Yardbirds are over here on turntable number one. I've got David Bromberg with one of my all-time favorite, most amazing blues recordings ever made in the history of a white man singing the blues. What else? I haven't played my son yet, so we have Ryan and the Delrays coming up with a blues tune from an album my son cut back when he was 17 years old. That is on the way. We haven't heard from the Lamont Cranston band yet. We haven't heard Chuck Berry sing the blues yet. There's a lot of stuff to take care of yet on the program, so I invite you to stick with us and be back after this important message from our sponsor, the friendly folks at Krapko.
Krapko is back! It's the amazing Krapko Mr. Cardboard Tube from Krapko. Needs no batteries and doesn't operate on FM radio frequencies. Yes, the amazing Krapko Mr. Cardboard Tube is just a cardboard tube taken from a roll of squeezably soft paper de toilet.
Hi, you good looking. Be back to pick you up in an hour.
Si, hablas with you, Cookie.
Si, si, Señor Cardboard Tube.
Even professional wrestlers use Mr. Cardboard Tube to threaten their opponents.
I'll meet you any place, anytime, anywhere.
Get one for your dog, too.
So, Beneath, what do you want for your bite day?
Oh, Georgie, I want a Mr. Cardboard Tube by Krapko.
The amazing Krapko Mr. Cardboard Tube. Now only $17.99, $95.99. You can even go doo-da-doo-da-doo-da-doo-da-doo-da-doo-da-doo. Available at Wilco, Wonko, Tenego, Tenafly, Magic Marker, Store 24, Piggly Wawa, and all Doc Johnson stores. Mr. Cardboard Tube by Krapko. Remember at Krapko, we always say, if you buy this, you'll buy anything.